The Douglas Indian Association says the word reflects the original Tlingit name of the land the school stands on and a need to acknowledge historical trauma the Takukwan of Douglas Island experienced. Several Tlingit community members at the Juneau School Board meeting asked the board to go further. Some suggested simply changing Gastineau's name to Sayik. The board ultimately decided to augment the name. Douglas Indian Association Vice President Paul Marks, or
Kinkodinik of the Tlaquahari clan,
spoke during public comment and said emphasizing Sayik would be more meaningful for students and the community.
Whenever we speak our language, our ancestors are listening and become present with us. And so with that understanding, then they start to guide us. And we believe that our language is taught to us by our Creator. So our language is language to strengthen, encourage, and to give comfort to each other, to one another.
The idea to change the school's name first came up in 2012, when workers renovating Gastineau unexpectedly unearthed the remains of five people buried on the grounds. Gastineau was built on the site of a Takukwan graveyard in 1957. Construction was halted, the remains were reinterred elsewhere, and the city asked the Douglas Indian Association to choose a name to better reflect the site's history. The association finally brought their suggestion back in August. Barbara Cadiente-Nelson coordinates Juneau School's K-12 Native Student Success Program and is an executive member of the Douglas Indian Association. She said the tribe considered several names, but ultimately settled on Sayik. She said elders who first responded to the unearthing of the graves did not want the incident to be forgotten.
This significant event unearthed many, many things for us to address and to resolve. Do not let it ever be forgotten. And so by putting the name first, Sayik, I believe really honors their intent. And again, it was a dynamic process, very authentic in presenting the voices of several and the board being responsive to that.
Juneau School's Director of Teacher and Learning Support, Ted Wilson, said the school's website and signage will be updated to reflect the new name, but the school nameplate may take a bit longer.
Because that is concrete, so I don't know what they're going to do about that at this point.
A renaming ceremony is expected to take place sometime this spring. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.